Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Texas Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us at Grace Chapel. Let us praise and worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this moment. Then we can come together, Lord, and hear your words and worship you and sing praises to you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to come and humble ourselves before you and to receive what you have for us this day. As a group, as a fellowship, and as a part of your family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Bring it on, hallelujah.
I
Yeah, thank you, Lord. I'm going to go over to Colossians 3, starting at verse 1 this morning. I'm not sure how far I'll end up going. That's a good starting spot. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. That's the goal. That's the prize. How do you get there? It just told us. Set your affections on the things above, not on the things of this earth. What are the things above? All the things that Jesus Christ told us through His Word. Not just through things He did, but His actions and how He reacted with others that were around Him. And the biggest one of those was showing love. Not philios love, but agape love. He loved the individuals that He came into contact with enough to tell them the truth. He wasn't worried how it made them feel. That didn't matter. But the only way to know Jesus Christ is to learn how to give that agape love. To not worry about the things on this earth, including people and their feelings. To stand up as Jesus stood up and be able to tell them the truth of the gospel, the truth of His Word, and the error of their ways. So that if they want to be with Christ, so that they want to attain that goal, that prize, that they can attain it. All they have to do is humble themselves, admit that they were wrong, to confess their sins, to accept Jesus Christ, and be able to accept what Jesus has for you. There's so much more that the Lord has for you that you can never find on this earth. There are things that don't exist on this earth unless somebody else exhibits them towards you. Grace. When you don't deserve it. When there's no way you can earn it. You can't buy it. You can't purchase it. You can't sit there and do something to earn it. Because if the truth be told, none of us ever deserve the grace of God. The grace through Jesus Christ. The next one is His mercy. The same mercy we can show to each other by helping a fellow brother or sister in the Lord. Either through commending when they do right or condemning when they do wrong. So that they can learn the errors of their way. so they can humble themselves. And I'm not exempt from it, and neither is anybody else in this room. There are times when all of us need that correction. But there are also times when we do the right thing and we get just that little bit of recognition. Praise God for those little times. Because if it happened all the time, it would just build you up in pride and make you think that you are something that you are not. The Lord loves you. Jesus Christ loves each and every one of us. He does not want a single person to fall. He doesn't want a single person to end up in hell. That's why He's given us the tools that we have. His Word in print form. His Word given to us when we're not expecting it through the Holy Spirit so that we can give it out to another. And the discernment to know the difference as to where it's coming from and knowing what to do with it. God loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. The only thing you have to do is humble yourself. Ask for His forgiveness. Seek His guidance. And He will give you everything you need. Amen.
Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the
cheer.
Jesus.
Amen.
One man, it's one word, but it's a man and a word that can divide a room, can divide a family, a nation, a world. divisive. In Jesus Christ is light, and there is no darkness. Amen. In the world, there's darkness. When you bring Jesus into your heart, and therefore into your families, your biological families, and your friendships, you're going to see that division. Darkness flees from the light. Flees from it. Unfortunately, each of us is cursed. We got some darkness. We got sin. We hold on to that sucker, and we won't let it go. And we make some progress, and we bury that cat, if you guys remember that from a few years back, that dead cat. But we leave the tail sticking up. But what Bob was talking about is love. It's the fruit of the Spirit. Without love, I mean, where are we? How are we going to get and perceive and see and gain those things that are above? We can't. We just can't. You see over in Luke, I can read it for you, just a couple verses. Luke 14:25, I'll start at. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Now when he says hate there, he's not saying you gotta, you know, ridicule them and push their face in the mud or something. He's saying don't prefer them or yourself over me. Brings to mind a verse, seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you're not putting Jesus in that priority number one on high location, what can I say? You're not going to get there. You ain't going to make it. But when you do that, when you prefer Jesus, when you prefer the things that are above as to those things that are below, you will see that division that Jesus brings. You will see the world turn against you. You will see your families, your brothers, sisters, mothers, brethren turn against you because the light that be in you doesn't fit well with the darkness that be in them. Now, how can they ever see that light? How can they know that they're in darkness unless you share that love of God? Unless you're walking as Jesus walked. And that's the rub, because it all comes back to you. Comes back to you. You cannot prefer yourself. Because see, when we love these other people, you know, in this filio sort of, I don't want to upset them. I'll let that slide, or, you know, that sort of thing. You're just loving yourself. You don't want you want them to like you. That's what you want. In order to break out of that mindset, you need that single focus, that one eye, right? The double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's a paraphrase. But this double-mindedness needs to go. It needs to disappear. Brother Rick out there in Arizona, he was talking about, you know, in our fellowship, there's this coming together. We're at a tipping point, I think was the word he used. I get the sense that it's get in or get out. I know a little while ago, it might have been a year, well, it was more than a year, Brother Steve was preaching a revival up in Vermont. And it was sort of the train's leaving the station. It's time to get on board. Because if you don't get on board, you ain't going to be on that train. You're not going to be in that unit. You're not going to be in the body of Christ. It's my hope that everybody join. It's my hope that everybody get on board. It's my hope that we all are of one mind and working as a single unit in Christ Jesus. But the choice is between each and every one of you and Jesus. Are you going to continue to choose yourself? Or are you going all in? You're going all the way. You're getting on the winning team. I don't know what other words to use to describe this. You in, you're out. You in or you out? Do you love God or you love yourself? Too often for me, I'm loving myself. But praise God for His grace and for His mercy. Because if it were just me, I'm out. I'm out. And if it were just any one of you, you would be out too. But Jesus is there. He's at hand. But quit slapping the hand away. Grab hold of that. Don't let go. Don't look back.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Colossians seems to be a pretty good book today. Bob read out of verse 1. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Think of that a minute. If you be in Christ, then go after, look forward to, expect the things that are above. Set your heart on them. Set your soul, set your mind on these things. Not on the petty things of the world. Not on the things that worry us, bother us. Carter's too tall. Margie's too short. Bodie's got a weird haircut. Joey's ears stick out too far. These things should not bother us. My wife. Amen. Her husband. You don't think on these things. Now I want to go down to verse 14 a minute and look at this. Now it tells you all this other stuff put off. But down at 14, look at what it says. I mean, it's keeping with the first two verses. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. It's not saying you are the elect of God. But do this as if you were the elect of God. You know what happens when you do this as if you were the elect of God? You become the elect of God. The Apostle Paul was the elect of God. Peter was the elect of God. The 11 were the elect of God. And God's had his elect all down through the ages. Back in the Old Testament and all the way down even today, he has his elect. Remember when he said, many are called, few are chosen. Adam's seed is called. The elect seed are chosen. But if you, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of minds, meekness, long-suffering. You put these things on. You put them on. You wear them. Forbearing one another. You know what that means? I do it all the time. When I start talking and somebody just starts talking over top of me, my natural man wants to slap the fire out of them. How rude. Anybody understand what I'm saying? But they don't realize what they're doing. They don't realize. So I forbear. I love them. You do this as elect. You forbear one another, forgive one another. And for God's sake, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also forgive them. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. It's the agape love of God that binds it all together. Now, here's the thing, and I want you to understand, I want you to see this. And I pray to God you experience it. You do this. You put these things on. As the elect of God. And you will find you're in a whole new ball game. You will be in communication with the Holy Spirit. He will communicate with you. You will learn things you never thought you'd learn. You will see things you never thought you'd see. And you will have the power of God Himself operating in and through you. When you do these things. Because if you operate and you put these things on as the elect of God, then you become the elect of God. You go back in the Old Testament and you look at the prophets. And there were many prophets back then that were elect of God. Samuel was one. Let's see. Ezekiel was another. Jeremiah was another. But there was this one dude. His name was Elijah. He wasn't the elect of God. God didn't call him. God didn't reach out to this dude. He was a Tishbite, living amongst the Jews. And he got a hold of the Word of God and began to read it. And he saw where the Word of God said that certain things would happen if the children of Israel did certain things. And one of them would be that God would shut up the rain. And Elijah, seeing this, was moved in his spirit. He was moved by the power of the word. He said, as the Lord liveth, he shall not reign until I say so. Paraphrased. And it didn't rain. And God took notice of that man and immediately began to train him. How did he train him? He sent him off to sit under a tree and go hungry for a while. And then he sent ravens to feed him. He sent a brook to spring up to give him water. He's teaching him that he could depend on God for all of his needs. Then he sent him into a town where an old widow woman was. And he said, I have commanded this woman, even as the ravens, to feed you. So he went over and he found the woman. Wouldn't you know it, she wasn't listening. He said, give me to eat. And she says, I can't. I've got just enough here to feed, make a pancake for my son and I. We're going to eat it and die. He said, do me first. I see, most of you would have just turned around and walked off. I guess I was wrong. I guess I didn't hear right. I guess I made a mistake. But he heard the word of the Lord, and he went forth, and he said, you fix me first. And she did. And because of that, her food was increased, and they both lived throughout the whole drought. You can depend on the Lord when you go forth and put on as the elect of God those things which are above. When you read through those things, they're not natural things. They're not natural. They're not of this earth. Forgiveness is not natural. You ever watch these stupid idiots in gangs? They'll go over somewhere and they'll go to hurt somebody, and then they get hurt and now they're mad because they got hurt. I'm going to kill them. They hurt me. Well, you shouldn't have gone over there in the first place, dummy. I mean, it's okay for me to hurt you, but for you to hurt me, but I can't hurt you. That doesn't make sense. That's the world, see. But we put on the bonds of love. We put on that charity, that holy agape love. And we forgive and we pray for our enemies. We put up with our brothers and sisters who have not learned what we have learned yet. We got a bunch of children in here, and they're all different ages. Thank God only one of them still got diapers that need changing. Amen. Can you imagine what would happen to poor Scott and Melanie if they had to continue changing the diapers of all five of their kids? You mean Melanie, right? Yeah, Melanie. Who did I say? Scott and Melanie. Scott and Melanie, I said that. I imagine you'd get around to it once in a while if that was all five of them going at it. And then there's Steve and Megan. If all their kids needed their diapers changed every single day, two or three times a day, they'd get a little old, wouldn't they, Steve? Guess what, children? I'm getting tired of changing your diapers. It's time you get body trained, if I can say the word. It's time you start changing your own diapers. By putting on these things as the elect of God, and let him work through you mightily. Amen.
Give the Lord a cheer, folks. Praise God. We'll stay right in Colossians 3. And just a couple things I want to hit on. You know, it says, if ye then be risen with Christ. I wanted to highlight that term risen for a moment. Because, see, when we look out here, what do we see? We see all of us bound to this earth, right? That's what we see. But this is talking about something we do not see. This is talking about something we do not see. That is our soul and spirit risen with Christ. See, and if we're going to go forward in these things that Brother Davey was just talking about, we're going to go forward in the life in Christ that we have. We got to get past what we see here. Because what we see here is all the impediments, all the giants, all the things that we think, how is that ever going to happen? But you look through in the scripture, and Brother Davey was talking a little bit about some of those people who were the elect seed of God. Take Paul for a moment, the Apostle Paul. He was the apostle to the Gentiles. Now you got 11, you got Peter over there to the Jews, right? And Jews are, you know, pretty small group. You could kind of move around and catch up with the Jews. You go in, there's synagogues and stuff. No, but Paul, that wasn't Paul's ministry. Paul's ministry was to the Gentiles. There are a lot more Gentiles in this world than there are Jews. A lot more. And every place he went, except for Jerusalem, there were a lot more Gentiles in this world than Jews. Seems like a task that is completely unattainable. Absolutely no way to accomplish that, right? But do not all of us owe our heritage to the Apostle Paul? Every single one of us do. Paul completed. Remember he says at the end, I'm ready to be offered up. I have finished my course. And I share this with you because, see, what we have to do is we have to get past this carnal mind and these carnal senses that we look out and we see the things as being impossible, and as a consequence of that, we become discouraged. We become cast down. We become disheartened. Pretty easy thing to do, isn't it? But the fact of the matter is that we are risen in Christ Jesus. We don't walk by what we see on this earth. We walk by faith. And that faith we walk by is the faith of Christ. And the way it works is what Brother Davey was talking about. See, what's the scripture teach us? It teaches us that faith worketh by love. But he says, put on, what was it over there in verse 14? And above all these things, put on charity, which is that agape love of God. Now, what happens is that agape love of God is completely 100% foreign to our nature. It's completely foreign to our nature. For example, let's just take, Bob, you were talking about mercy, right? Mercy. See, what we like to do, what we like to think of as mercy is when we see somebody do something wrong, we don't say anything about it. I tell you, being an attorney and watching, dealing with folks who are criminals periodically, as I've had to deal with, my experience with criminals and people who do things wrong is that it nearly never enters their mind the reality of the wrong they've done until they're caught. It's an amazing thing. When you're caught, all of a sudden you get dragged in before a judge. And, you know, you look at those pictures. Do they look good when they get those pictures taken? I mean, I love them. They put those pictures like Nick Nolte, the actor, and everything. His hair's all over like this, looking nasty and everything. And he's standing up there, picture, and he's like 5'11" tall. You know, they got the whole thing going. Looks awful. Drag him before a judge. And now all of a sudden the reality of what you have done comes home to bear, right? Now you realize you need mercy. Sure, hoping you might get a little bit, right? So the fact of the matter is, as we as Christians, when we deal with folks, you know what? If we're going to be one that is extending mercy with a lot of people, you know what that means we got to do first? We got to catch them. We got to call them to account. And let me ask you, when you get caught and you get called to account for what you did wrong, how do you usually feel about it? You're usually not liking the person. I mean, do the people, like when the police officer comes and arrests them, oh, thank God you're here. Thank God you've caught me. Thank God you've pointed out my fault. Thank God you're bringing me before that judge. Thank God. No. That person who catches you and brings you to account is your enemy, right? It's all their fault that this is happening to you, right? And I share this with you because, look, when we start looking at what it means to operate in these things, that walk of faith and that love of God operates very differently than what we have grown up in and the way we usually feel. And it makes people around us uncomfortable when you start doing that. That's why what Scott was talking about goes on. Family all of a sudden doesn't like you. Why? Because what the light does is it exposes you for who you are. And you don't like that. You prefer to think of yourself as you were before that light shone on you. Because see, when somebody accepts the Lord and others have not around them, the first thing that comes up, and they usually say, what are you saying about me? Are you saying I'm going to hell? Are you saying this? Are you saying that? I didn't realize I was saying anything about you. I wasn't even talking about you. Right? Isn't that how it is? I mean, I was talking about me and what God had done for me. But as I talk about what God has done for me, all of a sudden the fact that you don't have the same experience puts them under condemnation. It puts them under condemnation because they realize they have not had the experience that you had. And what happens then is agape love stands in that place for their sakes. Same thing that happened to me is available to you. I'm not saying it's not for you. I'm saying it is for you. Why do you think I'm telling you what he did for me? Because it's available for you too. But the natural man and the Philios love man wants to soften the blow to those around us, right? We want to make it so they don't feel bad about these things that I'm saying. And as a consequence, we then don't hear the Spirit, as Davey was talking about. Because, see, you hear the Spirit when you're put on these things, right? You don't hear the Spirit because, you know what? You don't want to. What the Spirit would be saying in that instance is inconvenient to you because you're too hung up about what the person before you's face looks like or what their attitude towards you is. You follow what I'm saying? So I share this with you because that part of being risen with Christ, one of the biggest battles you have, one of the biggest things you have to overcome, we each have to overcome in order to walk in what Brother Davey is teaching about here, is we have to overcome that carnal mind. That carnal mind that is accustomed to not seeking those things which are above, but seeking those things which are here. That carnal mind will deceive you. That carnal mind will lie to you. That carnal mind will exalt you. That carnal mind will tell you you're just fine and what you're doing is right and things like that. The love of God will tell you the truth. And so you have to come to the place where you yourself prefer the truth yourself, for yourself. Then you can stand in the truth for others until they come to the place where they prefer it as well. Amen.
Run into him, they are saved.
righteous run into wins, they are saved. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Oh, Most High. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Oh, Most High. Name of the Lord is the strong tower. Righteous run into it. They are saved. Name of the Lord is the strong tower. Righteous run into it. They are saved. Name of the Lord is the strong tower. The righteous run into they are saved.
I'm forgiven because you are forsaken. I'm accepted.
Praise God. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, and we pray, Lord, that you would put an unction in each of us to turn our eyes upon you and to put on, as the elect of God, those things that we read about today and that Brother Davey preached on, that we may go forward and above all put on that bond of perfectness, which is charity, the love of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the Donate button located on our site, at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.